Hello there, and welcome to this next episode of the History Rocks podcast. It is really good to see you back. It's been a lovely week this week, actually. It's been really sunny and dry, and here we are, just sharing a few thoughts on history essays again. Today is only going to be a short one. Today's episode is going to focus on conclusions. How do you write conclusions? What's the point in conclusions, you might ask? Well, I am here to help you understand it. Now, the problem for many student essays in the exams is that the conclusion is just a bit of an afterthought. And I get it. You are so exhausted by writing for the last 45 minutes that you are just overcome with relief by the time you get to the end of the essay that the conclusion is a bit of an afterthought. It is true that many of the conclusions I've seen are no more than two or three sentences at the bottom of the page, and that row is really not the best example of a conclusion. A conclusion is where you are summing up what you've said in your essay. Yeah, you are bringing together the main arguments that you've made in your essay, and you're linking it all back to the question. Remember, this is the last time you're going to say anything to the examiner. These are the final thoughts that you are leaving the examiner with. And, you know, if your essay has been pretty dross so far, you can actually do a lot to save an essay by providing a really good conclusion at the end. So how long should it be? Well, I'd say a good sized paragraph, certainly not three lines. That's definitely not going to get you much in terms of overall judgment. I would say, you know, a good length, a good paragraph would be about maybe 10 lines. 8-10 lines, there or thereabouts, depending on the size of your handwriting. Of course, you might be one of those students that have huge handwriting and they take up a whole sentence with one word, for which you have to fold the paper in half like it's some kind of magic eye kind of thing that we had in the 90s, and that like your history teacher tried to read it. No. For most people with normal handwriting, I'd say about 8 sentences is about right. So you're going to sum up what you think is true, what you think are the strongest arguments, in which areas you're not convinced, and you're going to pull it together, hammer home one by one, each of the points that you've made throughout. Now, if you think about it, if you look towards the end of each of your paragraphs, you should have made an overall judgment about that particular factor or theme, why certain factors or themes are much more important than others or more compelling than others and so forth. So really, you should just be able to look at the end of each of your paragraphs and see what you've argued overall. Bring those together then within the essay and really hammer home your points. You should not, and I'll say this again, you should not bring in any new information into your conclusion. You should have already put out your store. You should have told me what your main evidence is already. Don't bring anything new into that conclusion. But your conclusion is just that, to reinforce what arguments you've made so far, give a, you know, a brief explanation as to why. And you can do all of this, ladies and gents, without using any first person at all. In fact, using first person really detracts from the academic rigor of the essay that you've written. So go for things like, well, the most important factor or combination of factors was this in relation to the question. This is for these reasons. However, to some extent, this also played a role, perhaps, or this is partially convincing here. Yeah. And then bring it to a final judgment. Reinforce it. Yeah. Don't add anything new, but reinforce the arguments that you've made already. Save your essay if it's naff. It's never too late. All right, so I'm going to leave it there. There's a random goat that appeared on this podcast. Not too sure why. But anyway, the next one will be much longer. Send me in any jokes, any comments, any feedback. We are here for you. We want to help you out with your essay questions as you're building up to the exams. And yeah. Anything you want to share with us, we'll help you there too. My History Rocks on Twitter. Speak to you soon.